Today, we're diving into retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, which is becoming crucial in the realm of AI. Why does this matter? Well, as language models get more powerful, they also risk generating incorrect or nonsensical outputs, what we call hallucinations. RAG helps address this issue.
Absolutely, and it's fascinating how RAG combines retrieval systems with generative capabilities. So essentially, RAG allows models not only to generate text, but also to pull in relevant information from external sources. That's a game changer, right?
Right. It's like having a supercharged assistant that not only writes, but also ensures the information it uses is accurate and relevant. This could have huge implications in fields like healthcare, where precision is vital.
Definitely. Imagine using RAG in telemedicine, where a chatbot provides real-time, accurate advice by pulling from the latest medical databases. This could improve patient outcomes dramatically. What other fields do you think could benefit?
Education comes to mind. A RAG-powered system could help students by generating personalized study materials based on retrieved academic papers or textbooks. It would make learning so much more interactive.
That's a great point. But implementing RAG isn't without challenges. Things like chunking, how you break down documents to retrieve relevant parts, can significantly impact performance. What's your take on that? Chunking is critical. If chunks are too small, you lose context, too large, and you might include irrelevant information. It's a delicate balance. And then there's indexing, getting the retrieval process to be fast and efficient. You mentioned latency earlier. In RealT,